work on.
Item Q. Greenback Harbor enhancements.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, good evening. I'm Stuart Hall, Public Works Director for Accomack County. With me tonight are two members of the Greenbackville Harbor Committee, Mr. Bob Wright and Mr. Perry Romig, and also our project engineer, Mr. Reggie Mariner, with the firm George Miles and Burr. Out of respect for the board's time, I'll be brief, but this facility was built in the 1980s, and although general maintenance has been done through the years, the ramp, the docks, the bulkhead, they're just nearing the end of their useful life. And the Harbor Committee, on behalf of the county, has accumulated $125,000 towards this project, and we've already been approved for $150,000 from Virginia Port Authority, and we also have an additional request in for another $150,000, and we don't know yet, you know, if that will be approved. I believe there's a meeting later this month, and so anyway, we do have the request in. So our request to this board is for $225,000 with the hopes that we'll get a total project in the range of $500,000. This facility is it promotes recreational and commercial saltwater fishing. It provides access to Shingetig Bay, Shingetig Channel, Shingetig Inlet, Wallops Island, other areas. And this facility also continues to be dredged by the Corps of Engineers, the harbor and the channels leading to it. And with the cutbacks in their dredging programs through the years, that's a plus for this project. At this point, I'd respectfully ask if there are any questions from the board members. Like I say, I have some backup. If I can't handle the questions, anything at all, we'll try to answer it.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Rhodes.
All right. Mr. Hall, I got two questions for you. On page three of your summary, you say you're pursuing potential grant funds. What other funds are you looking at besides us and the Port Authority?
We've considered the BIG Boating Infrastructure Grant. I think that's geared more towards larger vessels, 27 foot and larger. So that's another one that we're considering.
Okay. And outhouses.
Excuse me?
And outhouses.
Oh, yeah, they like to see the fixtures, as they call it, yes.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of that committee. Mm-hmm. And the second question is, in the next paragraph, you haven't submitted any requests for permits. And I've noticed in your timeline, you're not going to do it until probably October after we have voted on this. Why not begin the permitting process now?
Well,
so that you'll have them in place, and should we fund it, then you won't lose any time.
We can certainly do that. We're not anticipating any issues, being it's an existing site and it's a repair, replace in the same footprint. But that's a good idea. There's nothing to stop us from going ahead and getting the permit in place, as you suggest.
All right. And then finally, the last question. I was in another meeting a couple of weeks ago, and not with VMRC, but some issues were brought up about changes in the ADA as far as access. Are you aware of those, or have you made plans for them?
I'll probably ask if our project engineer could speak to that, because I'm not aware of recent changes to the ADA.
I'm not sure what they are. I'm just aware of some changes that have been made in the ADA over the last maybe 12 months.
Okay.
Have they made or been proposed?
I think they've made, because game department's having to scramble a little bit.
I'll make a note of that. Thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. What's the ratio of recreational to commercial use for this facility?
The committee estimates the use of the ramp itself as being 95% recreational, and the commercial interests use it to get launch for the season for their slip. As far as the site overall, 50-50 mix is about the best estimate.
Have you checked with the commercial folks?
Yes. Do you want to speak to that? Well, we actually have Mr. Romig is a charter captain out of the harbor, and Bob Wright's on the committee. You want to add anything to that?
Have you checked with the commercial fellows about getting any money for this project?
Well, the Port Authority is commercial. Right, so they've got 150 existing, asking for another 150, that'd be 300,000 total.
Okay.
I have a question. I'm looking at the picture on the cover of your proposal, and, I mean, from reading it, I was thinking it was a ramp and boarding access, but it looks to me like there are slips here.
Right.
Where the boats are permanently... Are they paying a slip rental?
Yes, they're rented. There are no fees to launch or use the site except for the slip rentals, and I think they range from $300 to $350 per slip.
Right. So, I mean, we'd be providing, repairing this for an income producing?
Well, this is going to be a multi-phase project, and the first phase is the ramp and the bulkheads and the docks and adjoining bulkhead. There is a... bulkhead and walkway that goes completely around the site. I think there's an overall layout maybe towards the end.
Most of the bulkhead is near the boat ramp, but that photograph is showing a pier and there's not a bulkhead on the other side of that. So
yeah,
it's open
not island.
It's not proposed for repairs where the slips are.
By the slips on there's no bulkhead.
Yeah, there's no bulkhead.
I think there's a page here that shows an overall aerial, Reggie, in the proposal. Let's see.
Yeah, the final page.
Right.
Looks like a lot of sailboats.
Yeah.
That
picture probably has most of them in it.
Looks like a lot of sailboats to me in the picture.
This page here shows the last site, and the first phase is down here.
Yes. The first phase is all around the ramp.
It would be on the eastern end there where the circle is that shows the ramp, and then the bulkheads around that and the dock.
I mean, who collects the fees? Is it the city?
The harbor committee on behalf of the county. The committee is appointed by the county board of supervisors, and they run the overall day-to-day operation and collect the fees.
What's the size of the parking area? How many cars?
30 to 35 for vehicles plus trailers is the estimate we have.
Further question.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question, but I just thought the board might be interested to see this particular brochure, which is Eastern Shore Essentials, which is a product of the Eastern Shore Virginia Chamber of Commerce, and this photograph here is one of a young girl fishing off of the bulkhead that is to be replaced, coincidentally, at this Greenville, Backville Harbor, just as an item of interest.
Any further questions, comments, Mr. Hall? Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Thank you.